Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Joining us right now to talk some baseball, Rick Ankiel, former big leaguer, now with Fox Sports Midwest and author of The Phenomenon. Rick, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Top of the morning to you.
I can't imagine what it's like to be a player on the Nationals and see one guy go through five innings of no-hit ball and you lose that game. Your ace yesterday go through six innings of no-hit ball and you lose that game. How do you show up and continue to have positive vibes in a series where that type of stuff is going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. You're looking at two of the game's best starters that there are, and you've never won a postseason game behind either one of them. And then they come in and give those kind of performances, and your offense isn't able to do what they've always been able to do all year, which is score runs. The Nationals are so dangerous offensively. To me, if Max Scherzer doesn't get hurt for the playoffs, I feel like you're looking at the number one team in the National League, hands down. And the question was going to be, you know, how healthy is Max? But obviously he showed up yesterday and did what he had to do, like you said, through no-hit ball for six innings. It's heartbreaking, you know, and I know a ton of those guys. I played with the Nationals in 11 and 12. I worked for them as a coach in 15. I think where, you see where the organization has come from and where it's going, where they're headed, it's absolutely heartbreaking. But they're going to have to find a way to show up today and grind out every at-bat as much as they can against Arrieta.
Rick, any justification for Dusty Baker taking Scherzer out of this game? And additionally, when you were right and your manager came out there and you may have been in a precarious situation as far as who, number on base, pitch count and all that, but doesn't a manager have to have a feel for the player, especially in situations like this? You're in the postseason. It's different than the regular season. You're not saving anything, but you have to have a feel for that player and know what, you know, what you can believe that's coming out of his mouth as far as whether he can get this next hitter out.
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, listen, my start of my career is a starting pitcher, so I'll always have that in my heart. I was at the game, watching the game, and I thought there's no way he was coming out. I mean, he gave up one hit, and you took him out of the game. But, hey, you know, that's the manager's call. It's obviously easy to sit here and second guess. If it's me, I'm not taking him out there. It's his game to lose or at least give it up to a tie. And if it's me, I'm not taking him out there. No chance.
It's amazing that we continue to talk about Friday night between the Yankees and the Indians, but it was just one of those games. I mean, Joe Girardi was tearing up in the post game last night, even after tying this series. Do you believe that Joe Girardi's job should be on the line based on whether or not they win this series or not because of the egregious mistakes that he made in that game on Friday night?
No, I think anybody that thinks that is just absolute knucklehead. I mean, you got to understand how much Girardi cares. You know, I got a chance to spend a spring training with Joe Girardi. He came into Cardinals camp when I was a young player, and I got to see what a pro he was, how he went about his business professionally in the gym, did all the little things right. And that's the same way he goes about as being a manager. I think you got to give a lot of credit to the Yankees, for one, for coming back in Severino after having the outing that he had his first one. But to come back after not making it out of the first inning, to go seven strong last night, that was absolutely incredible. I couldn't have been more impressed with the young pitcher.
Now, can you take us back to your first playoff stand and the nerves and anxiety you were feeling?
Yeah, you know, the first one, I had a little bit of nerves, but, you know, there was no anxiety. I was young and confident. I had a great month coming down that stretch, and I thought I was going to go out there and throw a no-hitter. Now, obviously, the game didn't go as planned or what anyone would have thought, but that's just the way it goes. And if you look at Severino's first start, nobody thought there's no way this kid's not going to make it out of the first inning. I mean, you take a look at his stuff, 100-mile-an-hour fastball, curveball, change. I mean, this kid can pitch. He's one of the young, great pitchers. I mean, I was shocked to not see him make it out of the first, but like I said, to see him go seven strong last night, the Yankees needed that, but to see him do that after that first outing, just what a turnaround and what a pitcher he is.
And I remember we talked as we were talking to Rick Ankiel on CBS Sports Radio, but we talked about this when we had you on when you were talking about your book and promoting your book. I mean, that whole deal back in 2000 was about as shocking a thing to watch. And, I mean, I can't even imagine what it was like to be you. I mean, once that first one went awry, did you think that was only going to be a one-time deal? Like, that was okay. All right, that happened. Now I'm going to be back on track. Or did you think that, oh, no, this is something bad and it's not going to stop?
No, I didn't know. I mean, I was young and naive to even have a clue what was going on. I thought, oh, well, I threw a wild pitch. Who cares? you know, let's get back into the game and go. And I had a 6-0 lead at that time. So really all I needed to go in there was throw strikes and let the defense work behind me. You know, and it just didn't happen. And as things start to unravel, I tried everything, you know, I could possibly try as a pitcher. You have all these keys to get you back on track, whether it's keep your weight back, stay in your legs, lead with your elbow, you know, all these things that pitchers do. And nothing was working. And still, even after the game, I, as young as I was, I didn't have any clue that was going to affect the rest of my career and the rest of my life.
Trevor Bauer went on short rest after really keeping the Yankees lineup in check in the first ball game, a shutout. Going on short rest, something that you just have to deal with once you get into a playoff scenario, or something you would say, Skip, don't do it to me. I know I'm not going to be successful if I don't go without my regular rest.
No, I mean, you've got to go out there and give it everything you got. You know, you're coming into the playoffs, and this is where you let it all hang out. And we've seen plenty of pitchers pitch on short rest. You know, unfortunately for Trevor last night, he just wasn't nearly as sharp as he was the first game. I mean, that first game against the Yankees, he was absolutely brilliant. And I think you can just tell, you could see last night. I mean, just, you know, it wasn't the same at all. I didn't feel like the curveball had the same break on it. And he's got one of those curveballs where even if you're sitting on it, you know, guys really don't make good contact on. I mean, it's really a nasty pitch. And overall, his stuff just wasn't, you know, close to what it was that first night.
Are the Dodgers back?
It certainly seems like it. You know, I was shocked to see Robbie Ray pitch in that wild card game against Colorado, because I thought for Arizona to beat the Dodgers, Robbie Ray needed to pitch game one on regular rest. And like we're talking about, again, these are the kind of things that happen, and you got to adjust, and something you're not used to. And same thing there. He just wasn't as sharp as we've seen him be. He's been able to beat the Dodgers, you know, nonstop all year, really dominated them. And without that, I felt like he wasn't as sharp, and the Dodgers came in and just rolled right through it. And it seems like they got their confidence back, feeling the flow. Cody Bellinger, I mean, God, this kid is impressive. Opposite field home runs. I feel like he can do it all. He can beat you in so many ways. Another young player that is so awesome to watch.
What do you foresee happening? Kluber, CeCe, Sabathia, they hook up again as they did in game two. CeCe, I thought, was excellent. Should not have been taken out of the game, but hey, skipper's call. How do you see this one playing out?
Oh, man. I mean, before this series started, I thought the Yankees might sweep them. I really did.
Really?
They seemed like they had their thing going. Yeah, to me, that's what it seemed like.
Look, you're a knucklehead, Rick.
Hey, it's not like I hate the Yankees. I actually love the Yankees. I love them for the fact that I feel like they're the underdogs. They weren't even supposed to be here this year. You know, when you look at it on paper when the year started, so I'm a fan, trust me when I say that. I'm just giving you my educated guess. But now you go back home to Cleveland and you got Kluber, who we know how good he can be. It's a tough one. I'm going to take Kluber on this one just based on his pedigree as a starting pitcher. But the Yankees' mojo is really going through the roof right now, and I think it's going to be a great game to watch.
Gio Jones with Rick Ankiel, Fox Sports Midwest, former big leaguer. For more on his story, The Phenomenon is the book that he wrote. The one series we haven't gotten to yet was the Astros and the Red Sox, and just so impressive what Houston can do. What are your impressions of them and an outlook for the rest of the postseason?
Same. What an incredible game last night, too. I mean, that was just amazing. Verlander and Sale coming in, and then you got Benintendi that hits the two-run homer, and it looks like the Sox are going to come back, and then somehow the Astros come back fighting. You know, they got their mojo going, too, and they've been a dominant team all year. I felt like when the Verlander trade happened, that really boosted their confidence, and he's been absolutely superb for them. You know, that's going to be, you know, I watching the AL Championship Series, I think, is probably going to be as good as the World Series, just because whatever team wins from the Yankees and Indians is going to, you know, they're two really good teams, and you have the Astros coming in there as good as they've been. I think that, like I said, that series will be as good as the World Series, I think.
Rick, it's a pleasure talking to you, man. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you before this thing's over.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.